The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live, always for you. That's what we do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on Eastern Standard Time. And I hope you're outside enjoying the day, and make sure that you, you know, take your phone with you so you can listen to the program. And or if you're in the car driving around and just sightseeing today, make sure that, you know, you pay attention and let your friends know that we're here. We have a very important program for you today, one that is going to stimulate your interest minimally, one that should get your attention and get you to ask different questions, one that can make sure that you stay well in the coming months ahead. So what am I talking about? What are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about viruses, and we're going to talk about getting sick, and we're going to talk about this crazy thing called COVID-19 that is supposedly on the upswing. But I want you to know the truth, and I'm going to give you some sites, some things that you could research on your own, and make sure that you get all the data, all the information that is important to you, your families, and the people that are around you. You know, when you sit in my position, when I see literally at the Results Center for Healing, we see hundreds of patients a week, and people are coming in, and then the podcast that I do and the consulting that I do, there's tons of questions out there relative to what's legitimate, what's not legitimate, what are you being told, what are you not being told, you know, what is factual, and what do I have to act upon? So hopefully today I'm going to plant questions in your mind that you can actually find out about if you ask them properly. See, the problem is, and this is what I say to everybody, when you're looking at information that has been generated by behind the scenes media, and now we're not going to differentiate whether it's the right side of the media or there's the left side of the media, here's what you have to look at. These people often are looking at the same pool of information from different vantage points. So you have everybody on the left that's looking at one side of the pond. You have everybody on the right that's looking at the same side, the other side of the pond. But guess what happens? They're looking at the same pool just from different vantage points. The problem exists that that is not the information. The information is someplace else, meaning all the information, all the data. This is just what is being released. And so you have a constant conversation going on about a lot of erroneous facts, if you will, meaning that they're not tied to other facts that may give you a little enlightenment. So that's what Dr. Tom Rozelle is going to do today. We're going to look at this thing from a little different vantage point, and I want you to have the data so you can protect yourself and your family. Meanwhile, if you'd like to get a hold of me right here, right now, it's 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And when I'm not here, just simply go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com, rozellecare.com, and have one of my staff get back to you, or simply call the office at 703-698-7117. That's what we do. We will get back to you. We'll talk to you. We'll answer your questions. We'll try to guide you, give you alternative information that you need to protect your health and that of your family. That's why we do the program. That's why we're here every Sunday. So let's get into this a little bit. You know, I was sitting listening to the news, which I've been trying to limit because it makes me crazy. And, you know, I'm listening to the surge in this coronavirus, this COVID-19. It's coming up like crazy. There's more new cases. And you look at it, and if I was in your position, I'd say, oh my God, why is this happening? Well, the second surge is upon you, like it is every year for every cold, for every virus, for every flu that has ever existed since the beginning of time. In the fall, when the weather changes, going into the winter time, we begin to see surges of diseases and conditions and infirmities that we normally wouldn't see other than this time of the year. So why is that? Why would we see more? And what are the other questions that should be asked that aren't being put forth? Well, the first thing that you need to know is that this time of the year, we even if it wasn't for this COVID-19 and everybody's being told to stay inside and cover up and don't go anywhere and, you know, yada, 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 we don't go out much. Why? Because it's colder. The strong and the healthy and the hardy go out and they walk through the woods and they go for walks and they still work out and they still do things and they increase their immunological response. But so many of us start buttoning down. We stay home. It's getting colder. Not only that, but the sunshine, you know, that beautiful thing that we like to look at in the sun is on a greater angle. So it doesn't stimulate the skin to produce vitamin D, which is a primary component in any immunological response. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Then as we get into the end of this month, what's at the end of this month? It's called Halloween. And what do we do at Halloween? We start consuming so much sugar that, you know, this is a boon for all the sugar industries and the candy industries. And that goes in. Then we get into November. What's November? It's Thanksgiving time. And we eat and drink things that normally we wouldn't eat and drink. And then we go into December and we have all the holidays. And, you know, we're gathering at each other's houses and we're drinking and we're eating and we're consuming sugars again. And then we get into the transition of the year. We get into New Year's. And now New Year's is what? New Year's is frivolity and it's drinking and it's eating and so forth. So think about this. October, November, December, and probably into January, because the carryover holiday parties, we're doing things to our bodies and eating things and consuming things and button down and not going outside and not getting the exercise. We put on extra poundage and weight. Our blood sugars go through the ceiling, and it's a perfect storm for any self-respecting virus to jump on us and cause havoc. No different than this craziness that's out there right now, this COVID-19, and everybody trying to make you think that, oh my God, we have the second surge coming. That's why the second surge is here, because your cold levels are going up, your other viral levels are going up, and so is this thing as well. But let me ask you a question. If you've been paying attention to the media, if you've been watching television, if you've been listening to the radio, and you hear about all this sudden surge in coronavirus, have you heard them talking about the other viruses, the regular flu, the H1N1? Have you heard them talking about those things that, by the way, are also increasing significantly? You know, nobody told you that last year during the flu season, ending in the spring, that you had something north of 45,000 people that died of the H1N1 virus, not to mention other viral infections that were there as well. So we have a tendency to mix things up a bit and scare the hell out of people because we're not giving them accurate data and accurate information. And I want you to have the accurate data. But more importantly, I want you to be able to ask the right question so you can get a better answer across the board. So the question becomes, why are we focusing on this COVID thing? Why are we suddenly, you know, trying to scare people and lock them down again? You know, in any flu season, we have to be more careful. We have to make sure our vitamin levels are adequate. We have to make sure that we're eating well. We have to make sure that, you know, we're washing our hands and we sneeze in our elbows and, you know, doing those kind of things. No different than right now. A few years back, I had the pleasure of interviewing a couple people who had tremendous courage, and one's name is Del Bigtree. He was the producer director of a cable television program, HBO program, I think it was called The Doctors. And another doctor from England, from the UK, by the name of Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And they discussed the problem with all the vaccinations that we are being forced upon us, if you will, and the subsequent sequela, the autistic patterns and the other neurological diseases and so forth as a result of that. If you haven't seen their work, you need to go to their website. And it's called Vaxxed.com, V-A-X-X-E-D. Dr. Wakefield recently has come out with a new documentary, and it's called the 1986 The Act, okay, quote, 1986, colon, The Act, which he produced. And he, by the way, he and Del Bigtree, as I said earlier, were involved in this. So the 1986, The Act, probably the best documentary I've ever seen on the topic of vaccinations and so forth. It's actually one of two full featured films, and you need to really check it out. It's go to the National Vaccine Information Center's website, and you're going to see things that there that you didn't know about. And there's a web link called the International Public Conference on Vaccination, and it'll be online up until today, I think. It was from October 16th to October 18th. Today's the 18th. So check it out, look it up, and then if you haven't signed up for this thing, you know, go do it right now, and I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of availability of replay and so forth. And so you want to go to, you can go this way too. You can go to 1986theact.com, and there's a trailer that's provided at the end of an article there that you really, really need to check it out. You know, Wakefield, as many of you know, has been a controversial character within the vaccine field for a long time. He's been vilified and attacked like very few people have ever in their lives, to the point where he lost his medical license, all because he and a bunch of other doctors published a case paper suggesting that there may be a possible association between vaccinations and particularly multiple vaccinations, you know, measles, mumps, rubella was one of them, and the development of a neurological disorder called autism in some children. And, you know, what I want you to know is that there's been data out there that we're ignoring. So this is just the beginning. So what does this have to do with anything? Well, vaccinations generally are going to affect the intestinal tract as well, and which is brought out in a lot of these papers. After, matter of fact, there was a paper that was published in The Lancet in 1995 and was very specific on the possible viral origins of intestinal problems, particularly Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. So you think back about, did you get a flu shot? How many flu shots have you had? Do you have problems with your intestinal tract? Do you have, you know, a gut problem that just never goes away? This could be a linkage. Now, with this COVID-19 vaccine that's coming out, you know, I, for one, and I can't tell you what to do except to give you the data, I, for one, not stepping up to the line. You know, I'm saying it publicly, they're going to have to come and lock me up and put handcuffs on me. But I promise you, I am not going to get this vaccine minimally for a few years. So I see how many people are going to drop from it. We already know that several drug companies had had to stop their investigation, their trials of COVID-19 vaccine simply because of the fact that it was causing significant neurological disease processes within the body. So buyer beware, be very careful. Understand that you are responsible for due diligence. You need to go into the World Health Organization site, and you're going to see some interesting things, which we're going to touch upon today a little bit, because I want to stimulate your interest in doing your own research and making sure you are the captain of your ship and making sure that you do not become dupes or the lemming that is following people just because they told you to do it. You know, remember, this problem may not be quite as significant as some people may want you to think. Is it rapidly spreading? Yeah, it's kicking up this time of the year, but I'm going to tell you why when we come back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. Indeed, I am. Even though it's gorgeous outside, I'm going for a walk later. Hopefully, you will as well. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you, answer any questions that you may have on anything that's on your mind. We're talking a little bit about this craziness called COVID-19, the severity of it, and we have a couple of calls, and I'm going to go to the phone in a minute, and please call me with any questions that you may have. What I want to read to you is something directly from the World Health Organization website. I have it in front of me right now, and what it really says, it says COVID-19 severity. It says most people infected with COVID-19 will only have mild symptoms and fully, completely recover. Some people are more at risk than others. We all have a role to play in protecting ourselves. So you need to know the facts about it, right? So it goes on to say that the greatest majority, over 80% of the people that come down that are infected with COVID-19 will experience very mild symptoms. So that kind of flies in the face of everything that you're being told out there. So even if you get it, you know, it's not necessarily going to be grossly problematic. Then there's going to be ways of protecting yourself. We're going to talk about it. And I said, and it goes on, the World Health Organization, and this comes out of their Western Pacific region area, says around 95% of the people who have been sick with COVID-19 to this date have fully recovered or are in the process of fully recovering. So again, listen to, you know, to this is the actual facts. And they said so far, children and young adults, adolescents have been less affected by COVID-19 and their symptoms have always been mild. So here's the situation. Patient came into the office the other day and said, oh my God, children are dying from COVID-19, pediatric deaths. And I said, yes, they have. And she said, well, you know, I have to, you know, go. And I said, do you protect your child against the flu? And she says, well, it's not as deadly. I said, well, how many children have died of COVID? And she came up with a number, about 150. And I said, well, you're actually wrong. The number's 165, 166. And she just looked at me and you could see the panic in her face. So I went online and I pulled up pediatric deaths due to flu, influenza annually, the annual death rate of pediatric children, young children due to the regular flu, regular viral patterns is 185 to 170 per year. So we got to take a look at the actual facts on this thing and see what's going on. I'm going to continue that process, but I want to go to the phones because we have somebody who's been very patient. Robert, thank you for calling. How can I help you, sir?
Oh yeah. Well, first I want to comment on what you said. Well, I want to comment on what you said, and then I'm giving you a follow-up question on vitamin D. I spoke to you last week. I raised my vitamin D from 5,000 to 10,000, and since I've been doing that, I've been experiencing constipation. Should I split that in the day?
Yes, I would. It's always better to have a continual source instead of a heavy dose. So you want to take it, and if you're getting that type of thing, it may not be the vitamin D. It may be the vitamin, how it's extracted, where it's coming from. If it's in a soy-based oil, if you're taking an oil form, if it's in another form. So you may be sensitive to something. We carry about 6 different forms of vitamin D for our patients. And it depends on what we know about them, which one we give them. So there are, you know, there are emulsion forms, there are some dry forms, there are oil forms, and there are several different oil carriers. So it's not a simple question of saying, are you allergic to it? Is there a problem with it? Or is it too much? First, I would start with take it separately. Take some in the morning, some in the afternoon, or late at night before you go to bed. If you still have a little constipation, then it may be the form that you're taking, meaning the oil that's suspended in. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Thank you. And just to follow up on what you were talking about, this pandemic, I totally agree. I'd like to hear facts. Like, I wonder how many people are dying now with the just regular flu. They keep saying 200,000 people die of COVID. Isn't that like 1% of our population in the United States? I heard that.
No, you've got 330 million people in the United States. 1% is a monster number. It's well in excess of that. You're talking about 3.3 million people, so we're not even close. But I'm going to get into some of the factual patterns. So when you hear 1% of the people that are dying, it's 1% of the people who have become infected with this thing. But the numbers of infections are infinitesimally small compared to the overall population when you consider the population's 330 million people. So we'll get into that a little bit better. So it's really a small fraction. And when you consider, you have to look at people who are predisposed, people who have other comorbidities. These are the ones that have to watch any viral pattern. You know, people who have diabetes, people who are too fat, people who don't get any exercise. They're putting up with chronic pain on a regular basis. These are comorbidities that can cause people to succumb by themselves. We're going to get into that. So don't go away. Listen up and I'll fill in the blanks for you. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. I have a whole lot more for you.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. Give me a call. Love to talk to you. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. See if we can answer your questions. We're talking about a very interesting subject, one that's on all of our minds. And what am I talking about? COVID-19, but other viral patterns as well. Listen, you know, you listen to all the talking heads, listen to me a little bit, because I want to share a little light on the subject for you so you can actually figure this thing out for yourself and not get wrapped up in all the craziness that everybody wants to put upon you. You know, recent caller, the one we just got off the line with, simply asked me about the percentages of people who are being infected. And when you have 330 million people on the continent, or actually, you know, with Hawaii and Alaska, and if you want to know the actual numbers, they're not that huge. But in addition to that, can this be a serious situation? Absolutely. I'm not going to modify it, but so can any viral pattern as well. What does that mean? That means that if you have diabetes, or you're too fat, or you're not getting any exercise, or if you're a cave dweller and your vitamin D level's low, you're living in chronic pain, so you're burning up nutrient bases like it's going out of style, you're at a place where you've lived a lot of years on the planet with a lot of slings and arrows, and you've imbibed and you put things in your body, and your sugar level goes up, meaning your consumption of sugar. Remember, we've said repeatedly that the average consumption of sugar is about 170 pounds per person per year. It decreases your immunological response. One teaspoon of sugar decreases your immune response by about 12% for about 8 hours. It's craziness. And we wonder why this time of the year, as we're moving into the season, if you will, that we're seeing more and more problems with all kinds of viruses, but particularly this COVID-19 that they have used, in my opinion, to position us all in a very, very special way. Having said that, I want to take a minute. And, you know, patients come in and they ask, what can I do to protect myself? And, you know, they're talking about masking. Should I wear a mask? Should I do this? Should I do that? And they've asked about this little gadget, is what I'm going to call it. It's a gadget that we've been aware of and we use. And when we go out and teach, and I'm in crowds, and I'm in airplanes and so forth, we wear pretty regularly. What am I talking about? It's called AirTamer, AirTamer, AirTamer. It's a high-performance personal air purifier. So what does this sucker do? It's amazing. It removes about 99% of viruses from the air around you within 20 minutes, everything. So if you're around people and you're wearing this thing, it just destroys things. It reduces smoke, any kind of smoke that's in the atmosphere. People smoking 98.9% within 5 minutes. It reduces your VOC levels by over 52% within 5 minutes. This is an unbelievable piece of equipment. You know, you talk about HEPA filters and ionizers and so forth. This thing takes it at another level. It's from Power Boost Technology, and it has the approval of virus prevention technology, you know, across the board. I want you to check it out. It's something that could really make a difference. And, you know, when some of you have a little trepidation of going outside without your mask on, well, if you wear this thing, you're going to find that you don't have to worry anymore. You know, AirTamer is the world's most effective personal air purifier. Again, you just wear it like a pendant around your chest. It's been tested internationally. Independent laboratories have got their hands on this crazy thing. But this AirTamer copyrighted piece of equipment, it protects your breathing space from any kind of airborne pollutant that can come in and make you sick. It's crazy as how it works so well. You know, it's trusted by all types of healthcare workers. You have celebrities, you have all kinds of people wearing them throughout the world. Go online at the Rozell Center for Healing. Go to rozellcare.com and go to our iStore. We have them available. You can call and get the information. But go, it's all there. It's posted. AirTamer, AirTamer, and the company has given us the ability to extend to you a 20% discount for this thing only for the month of October. And there's a a code that you have to use is called just Roselle 20, R-O-S-E-L-L-E 20, 20. Check it out. Go to the iStore. Look it up. Remember, the discount only extends to the end of October. This company is amazing in what they do, their ability to really research what they say works well. We're happy to facilitate this. We're happy to be involved in it. And, you know, they all the graphs are there. They show you what the viral testing is. I mean, viruses drop to nothing. I mean, they're like not around after 20 minutes if you're wearing this thing. You know, smoke testing, it drops it like a rock. VOC testing, it drops it like a rock. Check it out. Air Tamer, go online, Roselle Care, go to the iStore, and remember the code, Roselle20, and you can pick it up. Let's get back and talk about this craziness, this COVID silliness that's out there. I want you to have some more data. And then, you know, as we go through the program today, I'm going to give you a four-step procedure on how to keep your immune system nice and strong and the things that you can do to make a difference, you know, as time passes by. But we want to protect ourselves, right? First thing I want you to know is that the level of COVID severity is not as high as the talking heads want you to believe. Now, think about this. They're talking about COVID-19, but are they talking about the H1N1 virus? Are they talking about the regular flu? Have you heard anything about that except the advertisings that you hear on television about, you know, go get a flu shot and protect your crew, right? Stupidity. We know that the flu shot has an overall effective rate of about 35% to 36% annually, year in and year out. In some years, it doesn't even work at all. And if you're above 60, general influenza vaccine has about a 12% effectiveness rate, but it also gives you the flu, where a lot of people say, oh my God, you can't do that. Well, it does. It can set up the immunological reaction to give you more susceptibility. These flu vaccines, the traditional ones that are out there, have an attenuated virus. That means it's not completely dead. They'll say, well, yes, it is. Well, why do you get sick? Why do some people get really sick when they take these things? It has to be something that's stirring your system up when it's already immunologically sensitive to these things. So we want you to know, let's go to, you know, what the risk levels are with COVID, right? Let's get back to the thing that we're all interested in. You know, they say, well, it's going to leave heart damage, it's going to leave brain damage, and many viral patterns can affect the body across the board. If you're less than 60 years old, you know, why do they have the cutoff at 60? You know, why do they say 60 years old and you got a problem? Well, you know, I'm above 60 years old. I got some time on that track. And I don't worry about this thing because my immune system is strong. I'm going to tell you what I do as we go through it and how I make that happen. But if you did nothing more than you clean your hands, right? You sneeze into your elbow, and you don't touch your face with your hands after, you know, you rub your nose. And it's, we got to be careful with what we do. Avoid touching your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Don't stick your fingers in your mouth. Yeah, you know, just don't pick on your teeth and stick your fingers in your mouth after you touch something else. You know, limit the gatherings that you get into. So what it means is this. If you know that there's a high risk level, you know, and you're out and among people and you're swapping drinks and you're kissing people and you're embracing them and so forth, that goes for long for any flu season, not just this one. But if some people are more susceptible, some people aren't. And we just talked about early on why people are getting sick more this time of the year, why we have the second surge. And it's because you're all eating garbage right now. We're coming up to Halloween and then Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's Eve. You're putting stuff in your body that you wouldn't give your enemy if you really thought about it, but you put it in your body. And so we have this ongoing situation of immunological suppression and then no vitamin D. And, you know, we're depressed because the sun's not out there and it's too cold. All these things affect immunological responses within the body, period, end of story. That's what they do. So we want to keep the body in a place of protection, but we don't want to make ourselves crazy over this stuff, because if we do, we're simply going to go down the swim hole relative to our immune system, and things are going to get progressively worse as time goes on. It's important that we understand what it is that we're dealing with. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about masking today, and we have a caller that wants to know something about it. So we're going to go there because he's being very patient. Patrick, how can I help you, sir? Thank you for waiting and being patient.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for your show. It's very educational. I just had a quick question around masks. My parents are 79 and 75, and my mom is maniacal about having a mask on and gloves and everything under the sun. And just for my lack of, you know, medical training, it just doesn't make any sense to me. If you're breathing into a mask, whatever fibers there are, you're keeping, like, harmful, I think, pathogens or whatever you want to term it as, coming back into your system. You're breathing them back.
That's correct.
Is that not true?
Absolutely true.
Yeah, so my question to you is what do I say to them? And then my second thing, I just want to get this in because it has to do with my wife. She is not eating normal. She's very busy with what she does from a business standpoint. And what she's doing is she's drinking these Rains and these Bangs to, like, stay focused during the day. And it's getting to a point where I know those are harmful to be putting into her body. But if there's anything you could say that would help me be able to pass on to her, or just from a, you know, from a husband to a wife, you know, worrying about health, I can't imagine those things are healthy for you. So I really appreciate your time. I don't want to take too much of it. So
I want you to, do me a favor. So I'm going to touch on it. And it's actually a longer conversation. So what I'd like you to do is send me a note at rozellecare.com. And then I'm going to delineate in writing several things that you can use to have a gentle conversation. Just remember, any in-your-face conversation is going to come back and bite you. So you have to have a gentle, factual discussion. Why don't you consider this? So let me give you, I'll touch on it right now, and then send me a note, and I'll get much more specific with you, you know, in that note. Okay? So.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So the truth of it is, with these masks, the virus is so much smaller than the mask. And, you know, everybody wants to argue both sides of it. So the point of it is that you have a mask on all day, some, you know, and your body's normally getting rid of bacteria, is getting rid of other viruses that live in you, and it forces them back in your system. You can't get rid of all these things. Some, you know, some of them are going to go through the mask anyway, they're going to go through these little portals. You're going to build up bacterial phages, if you will, inside the mask. We've actually done the experiment where we've taken the mask, scraped the inside, and lo and behold, the things that begin to form are crazy. They're unbelievable. So the masks are not super protective, and particularly if you're not changing them constantly. The best way to protect yourself is washing your hands. You know, if you're going to be out in a crowd, there's an argument to wear a heavier mask. But in addition to that, you would do the same thing for any viral pattern. The only difference between COVID-19, which is a coronavirus, and other coronaviruses, which are your normal flus and colds, is this one has a bad habit of being a little bit more infectious than the others. However, as we've said before, what this thing does, it gets inside the cell and it attaches itself to the ACE2 receptors. It causes severe inflammation, and the virus begins to duplicate, and it tries to attach itself to other cellular structures and so forth. If you have enough vitamin D, if your vitamin D is adequate, if your zinc level is adequate, if you have enough vitamin C, you're not eating a ton of sugars that's knocking down your immunological response, you have the ability to fight this thing. Now, going to your wife a little bit, if anybody is taking any kind of energy enhancers, we'll leave it at that because there's a ton of them, and I don't want to, you know, point the finger at any one company or anything of that nature. It's overstimulating your fight-flight system, which is your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands have the ability to produce your steroids, which are anti-inflammatory in their effect and their nature. So when you beat it up, it gets tired. It can't produce it. At some point, it begins to wane, and it really gets down at a very, very low level. So now any incoming immune response that you have to trigger that it's part of can't be done. It beats you up. It's your body's in a state of fight flight. So what happens when it's in a state of fight flight, your thymus gland, your spleen, your intestinal tract, particularly your intestinal tract, which is 75 to 80% of your immune response, gets hammered. And now you don't have the ability to fight things off. So suddenly everything's going along well until you're depleted. And once you're depleted, you can't function. You're going down the tubes very, very rapidly. We need to get much more specific about this. I could spend the rest of the program on it, but I'll be much more delineated later on. We're coming up to a break. I'm going to give you the 4 steps you can take to increase your immune resistance. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday, 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. And we're here for you. We try to bring you the most up-to-date, intimate information as we possibly can, the truth, if you will, so you can make a decision about your health. You can take control. You know, that was what my book was all about, called Ageless Health. Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. By the way, it's still available. You can get it off our iStore as well, or call the office at 703-698-7117. And it takes you through how the body works, specifically what you can do about it. It's a great read. And, you know, there's thousands upon thousands of you who have the book. And we appreciate, you know, that effort and learning to support yourself. That's what this program is all about. And again, as always, we'd like to salute our men and women in the armed forces for somehow find us and make sure that we give you the data that you want. And we appreciate all that you do. Thank you so very much for who you are and the service that you give this beautiful country of ours. Let's talk a little bit about what you can do to protect yourself moving forward, not only with COVID-19, but any kind of flu, any kind of immunological response. These are really important pieces to the puzzle. Obviously, stop the sugars. Get rid of them. You know, take them down to a little bit of fresh fruit, a serving a day. Stay away from the fruit juices. Those are fructose. They're one of the worst that you can put in your body. They're highly concentrated. And everybody's saying, oh, my God, I thought they were good for me. Well, they are, except you're substituting regular sugar for your fruit sugars. So you want to make sure you're getting tons of vegetables, a lot of fresh water. Clean your body out. Put lemon in the water. Filter your water. Do those kind of things on a day-to-day basis. Get out and go for a walk. People who walk 2 miles a day have 50% a lower risk of dying of a disease process than somebody who doesn't. If you're sitting doing your work, get your butt up. You've heard the statement that the sitting is, you know, the new smoking. It truly is. It really messes the body up at very high levels. We're not going to get into the why behind that. The next thing that you want to do is make sure your vitamin D level is adequate. Now, you can start with about 5,000 units, but go get a vitamin D test. The sweet spot on the scale is between 70 to 80. The range goes to from about 30 in some labs up to 100. You want to keep it just under 100, but you want to keep it over 50. Anything under 50 is considered insufficient. 32 or less is highly deficient. And you know what? 85% of you in this area of the world, in this latitude, are vitamin D deficient. Got to keep the zinc levels up. We test everybody that walks into the office for zinc. Zinc is critical in immunological responses in the body. And you can't believe how many of you have very, very low titers of zinc. Following that, you have to make sure across the board that you keep the stress levels down. Quit listening to the talking heads because they're going to make you crazy. Remember, structural, chemical, emotional. Now, I told you four things that I do on a regular basis. One, I watch my diet all the time. Two, I get good chiropractic care because it's been proven. You can go to the websites, go to the Journal on Physiological Therapeutics and Manipulation, that a structural chiropractic adjustment will increase your immunological response and decrease your inflammatory levels, particularly your interleukin pathways, your cytokine pathways, dramatically. So check it out. Acupuncture on top of that brings body's energy up and maintains those things. Exercise, you've got to do it. You put those things together, eat well, and you have a perfect support system for your body. We're here every Sunday bringing you the information that you need to have. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Remember one thing. We love you. Bye.